Battlefield victory against Sinaloa cartel. Largest fentanyl bust in DEA history, 16 arrests, 3 M pills seized. By Hannah Knudsen on May 7, 2025. The Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, successfully completed what they described as the largest fentanyl bust in its history, resulting in 16 arrests and the seizure of millions of fentanyl-laced pills. Attorney General Pam Bondi said in a statement that the historic drug seizure, led by the DEA, is a significant blow against the Sinaloa cartel that removes poison from our streets and protects American citizens from the scourge of fentanyl. This Department of Justice will continue working with our law enforcement partners to dismantle every cartel network operating illegally in the United States, she added. The bust, which resulted in the seizure of not just fentanyl but cash, firearms, and vehicles across multiple states, also resulted in the arrest of 16 individuals involved. In Albuquerque, New Mexico alone, authorities seized 396 kilograms of fentanyl pills as well as 11.5 kilograms of fentanyl powder, 1.5 kilograms of cocaine, 3.5 kilograms of heroin, and 7 pounds of methamphetamine. They also recovered $610,000 and 49 firearms. In Phoenix, Arizona, authorities seized 13 kilograms of fentanyl pills, 72 pounds of methamphetamine, 2.4 pounds of heroin, and 5 kilograms of cocaine. Another 2.7 kilograms of cocaine and 1 pound of methamphetamine was seized in Las Vegas, Nevada. And that particular operation resulted in the apprehension and removal of one illegal alien. Additionally, authorities seized $2.8 million in Salem, Oregon, and $780,000 in Layton, Utah. Oregon shouldn't be a sanctuary for criminals who flood our communities with deadly drugs and violent crime, Oregon's House Republican leader Christine Drazan said in a statement. Today should be a wake-up call that if we don't modernize our sanctuary state laws, Oregon will continue to be a haven for dangerous criminals instead of taking them off our streets. Per the press release, those arrested include Heriberto Salazar Amaya, an illegal immigrant and leader of the Sinaloa cartel. Others include Heriberto Salazar Amaya, 36, is the leader of the drug trafficking organization. He, along with Cesar Acuna Moreno, 27, Bruce Cedillo, 26, Vincent Montoya, 35, Francisco Garcia, 27, David Anisi, 42, George Navarrete Ramirez, 25, Alex Anthony Martinez, Jose Luis Marquez, Nicholas Tanner, Brian Sanchez, Caitlin Young, Alan Singer, and David Altamirano Lopez are charged with conspiracy to distribute fentanyl. 7 defendants face additional charges of distributing fentanyl: Cesar Acuna Moreno, Brian Sanchez, Caitlin Young, Alan Singer, Bruce Cedillo, Francisco Garcia, and Nicholas Tanner. Jose Luis Marquez and Bruce Cedillo are each charged with possession with intent to distribute fentanyl. Related, the border wall saves lives. Tom Homan makes it clear how Trump is helping everyone. Behind the 3 million fentanyl pills we seized are destructive criminal acts thwarted and American lives saved. This wasn't just a bust, it was a battlefield victory against a terrorist-backed network pumping death into our cities, DEA Acting Administrator Robert Murphy said in a statement. He emphasized that this particular seizure results in the DEA's largest single seizure of fentanyl pills to date. I commend the men and women of DEA for their extraordinary work, day in and day out, and I remind the cartels that DEA is relentlessly in pursuit and will not stop until we destroy your networks, he added.